It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. We talk about it a lot on this station. We hear about it nationally as well as locally. Buy local food. Sustainability. Reusability. Well, how do you achieve those things? Erin Schoenberg is with Lone Tree Foods. She's one of the co-owners of that organization. And she joins me live. Thank you very much, Erin, for
coming in. Mike, I'm delighted to be here.
It's nice. Lone Tree Foods, this is a very interesting concept. I want to talk about the model here because the model is getting the food from local farmers. And you've got quite a network of local farmers from which to do that, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. We are a local food distributor, and we work with about 40 farmers, ranchers, and other local food producers here in Nebraska and just a little bit into Iowa, too, to connect those farmers to local consumers.
Take me back to how this all started. How did you get involved? How did this organization begin? Because if you think about it, in order to utilize the wares of these farmers and ranchers, their products, you have to have an infrastructure. You have to be able to get those things or have a distribution centers from which to collect them, et cetera. So how does all that begin? How do you do that?
Yes, I mean, exactly. So any one producer on their own has so many challenges, you know, to get through in order to get their goods into the hands of the final consumer. You know, not everyone needs their efforts duplicated. Not everyone needs to own a refrigerated truck and have a sales manager and put all of those pieces together. So there's always been this need for producers to come together and have a way to, you know, co-market everything, do deliveries together, have a place to organize all the boxes and keep things at temp, all of that.
At times the term has been a co-op, and there's both the
right
term co-op, plus then there's also the actual organization of a co-op, which is it's a like an idea, but it's a separate entity.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. And we're not a cooperative. We are an LLC. And however, how we began was through some grant funding from the Golden Hills RC&D in Southwest Iowa. They received some funding to put together like a series of meetings and networking to bring farmers together, like actually physically in the same room to talk about some of these issues. And so what came of that after the funding was up was that three of the farmers there decided they needed to take this to the next level and make it a business to actually put all of these concepts into motion. And so 2015 was our first full year.
Okay. So really kind of a grassroots organization, and this starts to spring up. Now, there are over 40 farmers or farms, I should say, because there's multiple farmers per farm in some cases. Are there any, how does one get to sell your wares this way?
Right, and so how would a farmer come on?
Right, how would a farmer get to be a part of this?
Right.
They want to bring the family farm on board. How do they do that?
Yeah, and so we have a process for that, and I would encourage anyone out there who's interested to get in touch with us. But we work with such a wide variety of producers that there's always a niche that needs filled. And so, for example, you know, we work with loads of produce growers. We have dairy farmers, meat producers, honey, pecans, all of those items. And so some of our categories of local food are really well taken care of already. We already have some great growers who we have connected with over the years in grassroots ways through the networks that already existed. People have just come to us. But now we're at that point where we're looking for those growers who might have things in the regular, you know, off season for other growers, such as winter production. We're always looking for more items in the middle of winter, which we already have a lot, but we're looking to grow that. Anything that's unique, anything that's more retail packed, that stands out, so we can have this huge diversity of local products.
Okay, so as you get this collection of farmers and things, do these farmers represent at sometimes the farmers markets and those types of things as well? And I ask this, so you can tell the answer, and then I have a follow up.
Sure. Yes, a lot of our growers also sell at farmers markets.
Okay, so if one went to say LoneTreeFoods.com, there's a list of all the farmers there, so one could have a list with them. If they go to a farmers market, they go, oh, look, I'm just going to pick one example. Look, there's Delish Farms from Hallam, Nebraska. There's Delish Farms, and they've got, I don't even know what they sell. They've got a melons. Oh, wonderful melons. That's great. Now that said, through Lone Tree Foods, one can have some of these items brought to their home.
Yes.
And so you could go to a farmer's market, try out a farmer's wares, and then have those things brought to your home as well. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's one of the things that we do. Lone Tree Foods has two different areas that we work in, and one is wholesale, making sure we can get the farmers' goods, their wares, to restaurants, grocery stores, and other wholesale customers. And then we have our Nebraska Box program, which is a fully customizable local food subscription. And so it's like a farmer's market in a box that you can pick up at a drop site. And so Delish Farms, exactly. You could go see Alicia at a farmer's market, buy a few things from her there, and get a box to take with you.
Fascinating. Erin Schoenberg, thank you so much for joining me today. If you're looking for information on this, LoneTreeFoods.com has a list of all the farmers that, and they're local farmers from around here. You can check that list for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us. Morning Edition continues.